Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Ricardo. I'm calling you from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing our community and the nation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time?
If you make it quick, I'm at work.
It's going to take me about 5 minutes, man.
Go ahead.
Okay. So let me see. Is this Eloy Rodriguez?
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
I'm his mom.
Okay. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No?
Okay.
No.
And are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your age, ma'am, please?
I'm 65.
65?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race, please?
Hispanic.
Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
Motivated to vote.
Extremely motivated? A 10?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Will you vote? Definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely vote.
You'll definitely vote? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following the news and information about upcoming mayor's race and politics in Philadelphia at this point? Very closely?
All the time.
Yeah, very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely?
No, very closely.
Okay. All right, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
No, I'm a Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction that the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very, very dissatisfied?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and generally speaking, do you approve or you disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job?
Somewhat.
You somewhat approve? Okay.
Yeah.
And in your opinion, would you say that, crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same as it has been for years, or getting better, lessening from what it has been?
Getting worse.
It's getting worse? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
They're getting worse? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and generally speaking, how do you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you rate the city street and pothole repair? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
All right. Okay, and how would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Now, next, thinking about parks and green spaces in Philadelphia, do you think that there is currently not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green space for recreation and leisure in the city of Philadelphia?
Not enough.
Not enough? Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns. Some others in Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following do you want the next mayor to be the most focused on? You may choose up to two. Cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, reducing taxes, rooting out corruption in city government, reducing violent crime in the city, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, creating more quality affordable housing, improving the city's...
Yeah, reducing the crime.
I'm sorry?
Reducing the crime in the city.
Reducing the crime and anything else? Improving the city's...
Bring more jobs.
Okay. All right. And did you vote in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And who did you vote for in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May? Rebecca Reinhart, Helen Jim, Sherelle, Parker? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not particularly feel warm nor cold.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party.
Oh, no. What did you say the scale was?
From 0 to 100, where 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means you're very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that...
That's what I mean, 0.
Okay. And what about Mrs. Sherelle Parker?
Oh, 100.
Okay, and what about Ed Rendell?
Nah. You just say 50.
50? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Mr. Donald Trump?
Oh, 0.
Mr. Joe Biden?
50.
Bob Casey?
50.
Larry Krasner?
You could say 52.
David O?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's not a problem. All right. And I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican David O or Democrat Sherelle Parker?
Sherelle Parker.
Okay. And how certain are you that you are going to support Sherelle Parker in the election for mayor of Philadelphia? Are you very certain, fairly certain, just somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
No, very certain.
Very certain? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. We're almost done here. I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have time to talk about other candidates, so we would just choose one randomly. The candidate we would like to ask you about is Sherelle Parker. Other people will be asked about different candidates. Now, for each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Sherelle Parker. Use a 0 if you don't think it applies to Sherelle Parker at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat applies to Sherelle Parker, and a 10 if you think it completely applies to Sherelle Parker. Okay? Has what it takes to make the city safer?
Ten.
Okay. Will improve the image of Philadelphia.
Ten.
Is a strong leader.
Yes, 10.
Has the right approach to improve Philadelphia's economy.
It's 10.
Fights for people like me.
10.
Works to bring the people of the city together.
10.
Okay.
Right person.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Next, we'd like to ask you your opinion about some of the policies that Sherelle Parker says she wants to enact if she is elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. For each policy, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Now, the first measure is making sure that schools and support opportunities remain open and available year-round, from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for academic enrichment for young children and the job and workforce training for high schoolers. This would also allow parents to work full-time without having to worry about childcare for their school-age kids.
Support.
Do you somewhat support? You strongly support?
Strongly support.
Okay. And what about making arrests for prostitution, especially in residential neighborhoods?
Making a what?
Making arrests for prostitution, especially in residential neighborhoods.
Strongly support.
strong support. And making arrests for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs or being visibly high and incapacitated in public or in SEPTA.
Yeah, strongly support.
Strongly support. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the upcoming elections for mayor. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the upcoming election for a mayor. This November, Philadelphia will elect its 100th mayor. Every previous mayor, all 99 of them going back to the year 1691, have been men. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for a change. We had the chance to elect Sherelle Parker as Philadelphia's first African-American woman mayor and the chance to turn our city in a new direction. But Sherelle Parker is more than just history. She's a former school teacher, city council member, and single mom who was born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck in neighborhoods affected by violence and poverty. She will be a new voice fighting for change in the city that needs it. What do you think about that one, man?
Give it a 10.
Okay. And the next one is Sherelle Parker. Understand it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there's so much trash on the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why as mayor, Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep the streets and sidewalks clean and ensure streets are well lit in every neighborhood. These new jobs will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. Voting for Parker will clean up streets and create jobs in the community while doing it. What do you think about that one?
That's a 10.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
No, I'm a 10. I want change.
Okay. And once more, I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican David O or Democrat Sherelle Parker?
Democrat Sherelle Parker.
Okay, ma'am. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
12th grade.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
A widow.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
All right. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
No, moderate.
Moderate. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. This concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for helping me out and your participation. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.